got like a couple minutes, so I think I'm just gonna record the rest of this later. But dude, like, I was on the elliptical today for 2.5 hours. It was like an 18-mile thing, and man, the presence of God was so strong, and like, it's so crazy, you guys. Like, it's like He takes things we know and He makes it deeper. He makes it more real. And like, I've spent so much time thinking about trying to do everything perfect. And like, it's this thought of like the perfectionist, like condemnation, and it's straight from hell. And like, He so loves us. There's this song, He's like, "Well, I'm not looking at your sin." That wasn't even close to like the tone of it, but like, this guy screams that out in the spontaneous worship part. And man, don't ever think you gotta do things to try not to sin. Do things to be in love with Jesus. Live your whole life in love with Him. Like, He just kept reminding me, and like, deeper and deeper through that whole time I was working out. He's like, "I love you, man. I love you, man. And when you listen to the Bible like this, don't ever let it be from another place of 'I love you and I care about you' before you ever did anything. And you don't have to do anything to impress me. I love you just the way that you are. And you don't have to walk anybody else's walk. You've got to walk your walk, man. And there's going to be times where people accuse you of being selfish, and people accuse you of just trying to make yourself look good when you're walking your walk. And it's all a lie, man, because you know at the end of the day how you're doing, dude. You know, like, when no one else is around, you know." And we spend so much time worrying about what this person thinks, and what this person thinks, and what this person thinks, and am I doing this like that person? You don't need to do it like that person. You need to be in love with Him, and you know how you're doing. And that voice that tells you that you got to do everything perfect, that voice that tells you that it's never enough, like, that's so from hell. That's so from hell. Man, that we could just enjoy His presence. He didn't give us the whole Bible and all that so we could like nitpick everything in our life and figure out, "I'm doing this wrong and this wrong and this wrong, and I gotta work on this and this and this." No, the whole message is, "I love you." And when we look at him, everything changes. It has to change. There's this song. I might put it at the end. I don't know. "When I lock eyes with you, I see my reflection." And it's just all, "When I lock eyes with you, this. When I lock eyes with you, that." And like, when we lock eyes with Him, everything changes. I've got to go to work. Yeah, I'm going to add more to this. I don't know when it'll be or what it'll be, but I think it'll be later. Later today. There's some stuff in Philippians where it's like, dude, it's crazy. Yeah.